I had taken Mrs. Prest into my confidence, and it was she who offered the happy suggestion that the way to become an acquaintance was first to become an inmate. Simply ask them to take you in on the footing of a lodger. The Mrs. Bordereau lived in Venice on very small means, unvisited, unapproachable, in a dilapidated old palace on an out-of-the-way canal. Mrs. Prest herself had been established in Venice for 15 years. In the early years of her residence, she had heard the elder Miss Bordereau was ill and had a suspicion that she was in want. She had gone to the house to offer assistance. The niece received her in the great, cold, tarnished sala, the central hall of the house, and did not even ask her to sit down. This was not encouraging for me, and I remarked as much to Mrs. Prest. She, however, replied, "Ah, but I went to confer a favor, and you will go to ask one. If they are proud, you will be on the right side." And she offered to show me their house. I had already been to look at it half a dozen times, but I accepted her invitation, for it charmed me to hover about the place. Geoffrey Aspern had never been in it that I knew of, but some note of his voice seemed to abide there by a faint reverberation. Mrs. Prest knew nothing about Geoffrey Aspern's papers, but she was interested in my curiosity. As we went in her gondola, with the bright Venetian picture framed on either side, I could see that she was amused by my eagerness. "One would think you expected to find in them the answer to the riddle of the universe," she said. And I replied only that if I had to choose between that and a bundle of Geoffrey Aspern's letters, I knew indeed which would appear to me the greater boon. One doesn't defend one's God. One's God is in himself a defense. I said that he was no doubt not a woman's poet, to which she rejoined that he had been at least Miss Bordereau's. The strange thing had been for me to discover that Miss Bordereau was still alive. "Why, she must be at least 100," I had said. But on coming to consider dates, I saw that it was not strictly necessary that she should have so far exceeded the common span. But she was very far advanced in life, and her relations with Geoffrey Aspern had occurred in her early womanhood. My fellow worshipper John Cumnor and I had done more for the memory of Geoffrey Aspern than anyone else, by opening lights into his life. His early death had been the only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?